Pleased to be joined now by one of the newest members of the Las Vegas Raiders at safety, Jeff Heath, who joins us in the Red Zone. Jeff, it's Ed McCaffrey and Bill Lekas. Thanks so much for the time, number one. And number two, congratulations on the deal.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this is what I'm interested in, and I think this is a question for anybody who signs a contract right now, because we're in a very different time and place than we've ever been. You can't visit the teams that you're considering and that you're interested in signing with. You can talk to them. You're not really meeting face-to-face because of the restrictions that are out there. So how did you go about making the decision and the determination that the Raiders are the team for me and that's where I'm going to sign?
Yeah, it felt right. I have a lot of familiarity with some of the coaches there. You know, Coach Bisaccia was in Dallas with me for my first, 5 years. And then, Coach Marinelli, he's over there too, and I've been with him for the whole time that I was in Dallas. And, I just got a really good feeling, talking to Coach Gruden and Mr. Mayock, and, obviously Coach Rich and Coach Marinelli, all those guys. So, just a lot of familiarity. It's going to be fun being part of something new, being the first year in Vegas. So, it all kind of went into that decision.
Yeah, this must be a surreal time for you. I mean, you spent 7 years in Dallas. The Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, even though there's some familiarity there with coaches. We're going through this whole pandemic, which is limiting travel. It's postponing, mini camps, et cetera. What's it like for you? Is it a pretty bizarre experience?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's just as weird for me as I feel like it is for, everyone around the world right now. It's just a very odd time. It's weird. It's like you sign the deal, but I still can't go officially sign the deal or meet anybody in person or, shake Coach Gruden's hand, anything like that. So yeah, it's a weird feeling, man, but, just kind of trying to relax and, trust that, this will all pass. I'm not sure when, but, hopefully sooner rather than later so we can, get to work. I can go meet my new teammates, meet the new coaches and, kind of get a feel for, that area, the everything. It's just going to be, it's a big change. But, yeah, I'm just kind of taking it day by day and, just waiting for the okay to get out there.
Jeff, I know there's been a lot of turnover with the coaching staff in Dallas. Was there ever a thought about returning there, or was that not an option?
Yeah, I was keeping all options open. Obviously, I've had a great 7 years in Dallas, made great relationships with my coaches, teammates, just a lot of gratitude towards everyone in Dallas and, the Joneses and Will McClay, just the people in the building. So, whenever you're at a place for 7 years, you just get used to it and feels like home, and it is going to be my wife and I's home base. So, it's always tough, leaving something like that. But at the same time, sometimes change is good, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, what is the plan for change in terms of, playbooks? I know now everything with new technology is online with iPads, or you can probably just log in and meet with coaches. I mean, the April 6th, April 20th dates have been pushed back. Has it been communicated to you how you guys are going to start and how you're going to get kind of introduced to, the schemes and all the things they're doing defensively?
Yeah, obviously there's still a lot of decisions that have to be made, but I think kind of the plan now is within the next week or so, get iPads sent out with, cut-ups and playbooks so I can so everybody, not just me, so everyone in the league dealing with the same thing, but so we can all just kind of, start watching some cut-ups and get a feel for, responsibility schemes, all that stuff. So, this is where, you kind of have to, be a pro. You have to do the work by yourself and on your own. But that's, as far as I know, that's kind of the plan. And I'm sure that's probably going to be the plan for just about every team.
We're talking to new Raiders safety Jeff Heath here in the Red Zone. Give us a couple of thoughts on a guy you're obviously familiar with and a teammate of yours in Dallas, Jason Witten, coming to Las Vegas too.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm super excited that, Witt's coming out and Malik Collins, he's coming too. And those are two great guys, great teammates. And, You know, I've gotten really close with Witt and Malik through my time in Dallas. So it's going to be, you know, good having some familiar faces around. And, you know, we're kind of in this together, this whole weird up in the air when we're going to go out there and what it's going to be like. So it's always good to have, you know, some friends coming with you, some familiar faces. So, yeah, I can't imagine how, I mean, I feel weird leaving after 7 years. I can't imagine Witt. You know, 16 years and going to a new team. So it's going to be fun, man. Hopefully, you know, hopefully we can get out there soon and just get to work.
Yeah. How'd those conversations go with Coach Gruden and your defensive coaches in terms of their vision and their mission and, you know, how they want to incorporate you into the mix?
Yeah. You know, I had great conversations with all those guys and, you know, Coach Gruden, he's one of a kind, man. Talking to him on the phone is just, he's awesome. He brings tons of energy and a lot of excitement. And, you know, my expectations are really, you know, how they've been my entire career. I'm expecting to go in and compete and try to earn everything I get. You know, I'm going to help the team whatever capacity they need me. You know, I'm really just going in with the expectation of working hard and, you know, building relationships with some new guys and some new coaches and, you know, trying to build a good team and win some games.
Jeff, beyond that, last one from me here with your expectations on the field. What is the idea about playing in Vegas, playing in a city that has not had an NFL franchise before, but not just any city? I mean, I've lived there, so I've experienced this. Your thoughts on being in Las Vegas as your home base?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. I have no idea what to expect. Obviously, I've been there for vacation on the weekends, and that's a little different than I'm sure what it's going to be like playing football there. But I'm just excited to be part of something new. And, you know, I know when they got their NHL team a few years ago, I know the excitement and the support from the city around that team is off the charts. So I can't imagine, you know, a football team. When they get that football team, then you know, I've seen the stadium and, you know, the area, all that stuff. So, yeah, just tons of excitement, man. And I have no idea what to expect. I don't think anyone does, you know, what it's going to be like playing in Vegas and, you know, the fans. I'm sure a lot of the Oakland fans are still going to follow the team and, be supporters. And plus all the new fans out in Vegas who have been waiting for an NFL team for a long time. And, I'm really excited to just be a part of something new and new for everybody. So, yeah, I'm excited.